Now that we're in the final days of the decade, the teens of the 21st century, we've been giving some thought to the musical trends that really stood out over the past 10 years. A lot has changed. You can find some of the trends we spotted at theworld.org, but let's run through a few of them right now. As the decade began, who'd have thunk that Korean boy bands would conquer the globe? There was a big clue back in 2012. His name was Psy. Yeah, a surreal video by a cute Korean chap who went to school right here in Boston. The video is unforgettable. Psy dancing in a stable, pretending to ride a horse through a chorus line of girls, having some fun with the lively upscale neighborhood in Seoul, Gangnam, that most fans outside Korea had never heard of. 4 years later, the boy band BTS sells out Madison Square Garden several times. Sadly, the decade is closing with several deaths among the top acts in K-pop. But the star maker machinery of Seoul seems to keep marching on. Another seismic shift this past decade, how we listen to music. Across the planet, actually owning music gave way toward downloads, streaming. Essentially, we're tapping into ginormous digital jukeboxes in the cloud, Spotify, Apple Music, and so on. In some parts of the world, street merchants sell SIM cards and thumb drives already loaded with music. But the big change was in the actual physical product, as they say in the biz, a retro swing back to vinyl. This one's an old Celia Cruz 45. In fact, this year, vinyl sales topped CD sales for the first time in 30 years in the U.S. Ayana Contreras is a vinyl devotee. She's a music producer and DJ at WBEZ in Chicago. And for her, the vinyl trend makes perfect sense.
The number one thing that I think has changed for folks is we have the luxury to be able to choose our medium in a way that cherishes the experiential aspect of it. Basically, picking up a record, pulling it out of the sleeve, putting it on the turntable, being very intentional is something that holds a lot of romance for younger kids. And for older people, you know, it's very nostalgic. It's that sweet spot between a number of different generations sort of really being attracted to not simply pressing a button in order to hear any song on demand.
The crackles and pops, that's just for effect. Vinyl sounds better than ever. Angelique Kidjo released Celia, her best-selling homage to Celia Cruz, on CD and vinyl, which brings us to another trend, the old genre of world music, kind of obsolete at this point. The internet and file sharing mean that artists everywhere no longer toil away in the vacuum of regional culture. Everything around the globe inspires now. Look specifically at the African continent over the past 10 years, long the source of many sounds simply called world music. That all-encompassing label gave way to a distinct 21st century genre of pop music. In fact, there's a new sales chart on the continent that didn't exist in 2010, Charts Africa. Their top 10 albums for 2019, Angelique Kidjo's Celia is on it, but with only one other exception, everything else is millennial music. Tell them Africa we don't die. At number one on Charts Africa's top albums this year is African Giant by arguably Nigeria's biggest star of the moment, Burna Boy. It's a slow jam with heavy autotune, definitely not Afropop, even though it is pop from Africa. You could say that the internet democratized music by helping to eliminate the ghetto of world music. But just because pop music globally appears to be on a more even playing field, it's also not fully employed its bully pulpit. There have been artists like Sean Kuti who warned his fellow Nigerians to not get sucked into a consumer lifestyle in songs like African Dreams. Too many yummy youths lost to television, chasing the American dream. Tell me who they dream for Africa. Too many or New Zealand's Lord and her tune Royals calling out over the top bling. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. For Lord, it was Royals. Every song's like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, Tripping in the Bathroom.
bloodstains, ball gowns, trashing the hotel room.
That's writer Alyssa Quart, who heads up the Economic Hardship Reporting Project. After the 2008 Great Recession, musicians had a chance to critique socioeconomic inequality around the world, but Alyssa Quart says artists mostly came up short.
What does it mean when you don't have music or visual art or other forms that don't, in the last decade, speak to this? And I think then you start to lose the cultural claim on being a democratic art. People call out each other, check your privilege, but the cultural production is not checking its privilege.
It's a trend that critic and writer Scott Timberg wrote about last year, an essay in Vox titled How Music Has Responded to a Decade of Economic Inequality. Scott died unexpectedly this past month.
Well, Scott Timberg was my friend and my colleague. And I edited this piece of his about inequality in music. And I think he did really worry about what was going to happen with cultural production. But he was always an optimist. Like, even in his last week, he was posting, you know, Kurt Vile, who's a younger indie musician, a collaboration he did, a video from that. And it was really beautiful. And I think that he still kept his mind and ear connected to better work that was being made.
And speaking of better work, we lost great artists in the 2010s, so many that it felt like a trend. Aretha, Bowie, Prince, artists with seemingly limitless talent who stayed true to innovation and boldness, legacies that show us great art requires hard work. We'll go out with one reminder of what one of them left behind. I heard Brazilian singer Seu Jorge sing this David Bowie classic the day after the 2016 election, Changes. I guess in many respects, it neatly sums up the past decade of music in many areas. And on that note, I wish you a happy new year. I'm taking a few days off next week. Carol Hills will be in the host chair, and I'll be back with you in 2020. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. You have yourselves a great weekend. We're back on the air Monday.
É o final do show. E não fique magoado porque vou partir. É só o jeito que eu sou. Changes lá. Vem meu trem, tô saindo fora porque vou me dar bem. Changes lá. Vem meu trem, sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Não é por nada não, mas vou me divertir enquanto a vida assim permitir. Só procurar fazer amigos do bem, se precisar ajudar também. E agora liberdade e horizonte. Só você não sacou. Nova York, Ipanema, Hong Kong. É nessa aí que eu tô. Changes lá, vem meu trem. Vem meu trem, tô saindo fora porque eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes lá, vem meu trem, sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Livre eu me sinto, sublime. Gente, mais gente, o mar e o céu azul. Changes lá, vem meu trem, tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes lá, vem meu trem, tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás.